This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I see skies.
Welcome
so blue
to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we're in the 9 o'clock hour, so we got about an hour left in the show. Before the break, we were talking with Roberto. We were talking about some of the pasture rose and getting rid of it. And we were right up against the break as we were trying to finish talking. So we had discussed being able to, you know, you had said you could probably like fence around the area a little bit.
Yes.
Which I think might be really beneficial for you, because I think really the quickest, easiest way to get rid of all this is going to be a chemical, unfortunately, because I think it's just, it's overrun your area, and
right.
If you don't kind of get control of it, it's just not going to work out.
So, if we cut the branches and paint them, that would be the best way to get rid of it, you think?
Yeah, so I think the biggest thing would be to cut it down to a couple inches from the ground.
You would
and
go
then
that
paint
close,
it. Yeah.
Right?
Yep, you want to go real close to the ground, because the thing is if we just cut a couple inches around the branches, it's going
to
take a while for it to travel to the base.
Got
and we
it.
Want to make sure it's taken care of.
Okay. Okay, and then how often do you paint that?
So it might be able to just do it, instantly. It might only have to do it once. But most likely you're probably going to need to do it a couple times, right? And that's, 2-3 applications maximum is where I think it's going to be. Most likely two.
Now this is on a hillside. I'm guessing probably 30 to 35 grade down to a catch, which goes into a small pond.
Yep. So that's why I want you to use the painting method, because there's no extra spray. It's not going into the air. It's going directly into the soil, into where it is, and it's staying in the root system. It's not going to leach out the way, like if you were to spray into the wind or something like that, right? So that's why I'm saying the painting method is the way to go.
Okay, yep. So actually we could remove the cows from that area. How long would you say that you would not want animals around that area after you used, and you need to tell me also what I should use, but
so
how long would you have the cows away from that area?
I'd say, at least a week to 10 days.
Oh, so that's, all right, so that's
if,
no problem.
If possible.
Yeah, easy.
So that's the way I would look at doing it. And then the product that you would want to use would be like a cleanup or a
Is that
a
the name?
Kills all?
Cleanup?
cleanup. Yep, from Bonide.
Okay.
And that you want the concentrated version of it.
Okay.
The concentrated version, you're just going to get a small paintbrush that'll fit in there.
Yep.
And just dip it in and go right over the trunk itself.
And that stays right in the root system. It doesn't travel out into the soil.
It might travel a little bit, but it's going to stay into that root system.
Right.
I can't guarantee that it's just going to stay in one spot. There's no guarantee on that.
Right.
But I think the idea here is getting it to there is going to stick it into the root system easier.
Okay. So that looks like the best solution rather
definitely
than try to pull it up, because otherwise then you don't know whether you have all the roots or not, and you're dealing with it year after year.
Well, so I think this is going to take some time for it to really work. So you might notice some of it pop back up next year, but it's going to be smaller.
Right.
And if you get it earlier in the season, it will help. Getting it done, right? So the other thing is, if it's the warmer it is, the more likely it's going to uptake the solution. The other thing you want to do is you want to make sure that when you make the cut, right after you put the solution on top of it. You don't want to make like a bunch of cuts and then come back.
Yep.
Okay.
Will do. Right. Immediately. Yep.
Awesome.
Very good. Paul, thank you very much for taking my call and your information. I appreciate it.
No problem. You have a great rest of your day.
You also. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Donna's in Hobrick.
Donna, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. Always nice to speak with you.
Thank you. How can we help you today?
I have two questions. My Rose of Sharon are beautiful this year. Two of them are in the front of my yard and doing great, flowering all over. The third one is in the backyard. It's about 15 feet tall now. It's only flowering on the top third. When can I, obviously, after it flowers, prune it, and how far back should I take it?
So obviously you hit the nail right on the head after it's done flowering, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be your best. And then you can cut it back by a third.
Okay.
Or, depending upon how it is, you might be able to do a little bit more. Just because, you want to make sure it's shaped the right way. Some of it you might have to get a little bit more than a third. You might have to go about a half. I wouldn't go more than a half on it. Because it could really affect it. But just shape it out and kind of look at it like branch by branch and say, if I take this one out, how's it going to affect the rest? How's it going to have a nice shape to it? What's going to happen to it? So that's how I would do it. But I think once everything's done flowering, you can definitely go back and prune it out.
Awesome. And can I fertilize at the end of the growing season or wait till next year?
So you want to fertilize at the end of the season. You can use a plant tone.
Okay.
Right. So, but you want to use it at half the rate that you would in the spring, because we're not looking to push new growth. We're looking really to just get the root system and the plant ready for winter. So that fertilizer, you're not going to want to do until about, beginning to middle of September.
Okay.
Right. So that you're not getting it too close to winter, but you're not getting it too far away.
Mm-hmm.
So that way it's getting something to build on it from there.
Yeah, it's great. They look beautiful. They're on the same side where my rhododendron was, which dropped all its buds, and I'm sure it's because of the winter. We've said it over and over and over again. You've said it. Just first time ever did not, beautiful buds on, and then they dropped before they bloomed.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I had rhododendrons right next to each other, and I sprayed Wiltproof on both of them. I did, what you're supposed to do that time, the end of the year to get them ready.
Yep.
One bloomed and one did not.
Crazy,
so
huh?
It's just the way it happened. It's so weird.
Okay, so my second question is irises. I've had so many different clumps of iris in my yard. One was given to me, and now they double, triple. But a lot of them,
All right, so you were talking about the irises.
Sorry, are you still there?
It's all good. Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, sorry. 8 out of 10 of them did not flower. So I'm pulling them up. I've been looking at YouTubes, and a lot of YouTubes suggest leaving the rind zone exposed and just burying the roots when you do divide them and cut them up and, you know, leave a little green on them for nourishment. But what's the best way? Do you leave that rind zone exposed?
Yeah, just a little bit, right?
Okay.
So just a little bit because, you know, it's the way it grows, the majority of them, you're going to see that rhizome anyways. It wants to be right level and exposed just a little bit because of the way it breathes, et cetera. It's almost like it's its trunk, if you will, right?
Right.
I mean, think it just, it's that base of it that's doing that. So that's the reason why you would want to expose it there.
Okay.
And, you know, it's, you've already started ripping them out and kind of moving some of them.
Yep.
Okay. Just make sure you're watering them thoroughly this, you know, when you put them back into the ground, make sure it is taken care of that way. I would look at using the Biotone starter from Espoma.
Yeah.
That's going to help it so much. I think it'll benefit you greatly by doing that.
Awesome. Thank you, Patrick. Have a great day.
You too, Donna. We're going to take a break. We will be back in a few.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And I do believe we have some more calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Richard's in Canton.
Richard, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I have three quick questions.
Sure.
I'm trying to get my strategy for preparing my lawn for next spring. And I have been liming the lawn to get the pH level up to where it should be during the growing season. But when I get into the fall, I'd like to lime it one more time. I have been using a quick acting lime. Actually, it's Be Kind to Your Soil.
Love Your Soil. Yep.
Yeah. And I know that that's fast-acting, and that can move through the soil very quickly. So what I've been thinking about doing this fall is using either a powdered lime or a pelletized lime because it does take longer to penetrate the soil. And I thought that that would be a better strategy going into the winter months rather than putting something down in maybe October that washes through the root system quickly. And I wondered what your thoughts were on that.
I mean, honestly, I think you can use either, up to you and what you want to do. But the fact is it would be fine to use the fast-acting lime. The thing you got to look at is the pelletized lime, if you were to put it down, can take up to 6 months to work. So if you put it down in October, late October, that's putting it down for November, December, January, February, March, April. So it's right about the time when it would really start to work. But the fast-acting lime is really meant to help build your pH up. Whereas the pelletized lime is just going to keep it the same. It's not going to move it. It's going to just kind of, you would have to put a lot more lime to move it versus the fast acting lime. And to be honest, the majority, so a 18 pound bag of the fast acting lime, is going to be like you would use, I think it is like 5 bags, just about, of lime. So you're using a lot more of the pelletized lime.
Sure.
Either way, I think it'll be fine on what you use. But I'd stick with what I was using if we're trying to build that pH level up even higher.
Yeah. Would powdered lime be a
be the same
the difference?
It'd be the same as the pelletized. Powdered lime is broken down more, so it might work a little bit quicker than the pelletized lime. But I wouldn't just change it for this. I mean, how many times have you already put down the fast-acting lime?
Well, in the most problematic area of the lawn, I've put it down twice. Other areas, I've put it down once, and I think that as I get toward the end of August, I'll probably put down an additional application of the fast acting lime on those areas of the lawn where I've only got one application to this point.
So, the fast-acting lime you can put down 3 times in a season.
Yeah.
So I think, you're fine by doing that. I don't see a problem with you using either one, but the fast-acting lime would be fine. It's not gonna harm it or be bad for it.
Okay. The second question that I have has to do with the 2 rhododendrons that I have. They are very, very healthy and doing very, very well. The interesting thing is that in the springtime, they had both plants were totally covered with well-formed buds,
mm-hmm.
but the buds never turned into flowers.
Yep.
And I don't know if that's if you've got a break coming up. I do.
Hang tight for me because I think I got some good answers for you. So hang tight. We'll take a break.
Okay.
We're going to be back in a few minutes to continue the call with Richard here. So hang tight.
Aspoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Aspoma.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a Colorstorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Update. In the headlines this Sunday morning, former President Trump speaking in South Carolina last night at the Silver Elephant Gala. Detectives on Long Island say they've identified another possible victim of the serial killer. Correspondent Brad Siegel on the story.
Law enforcement authorities on Long Island, New York are identifying another Gilgo Beach murder victim. Speaking to reporters Friday, police say the remains of Karen Vergata were found in 1996 and again in 2011. Vergata was known as Fire Island Jane Doe until Friday's announcement. The news comes after the suspect, Rex Huerman, was charged with the murder of 3 victims in the Gilgo Beach area. I'm Brad Siegel.
And you still have a chance to become a billionaire.
The Mega Millions jackpot is climbing sky high. Tuesday's jackpot will be worth $1.5 billion. That's the third largest U.S. lottery jackpot. I'm Chris Caraggio.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Richard, and we were talking about rhododendrons that formed buds but kind of dried off and never bloomed. Is that correct, Richard?
Yeah, Patrick. They were healthy looking, and I in the spring I had expected to see really the whole plant covered with white blossoms, but they just stayed at their bud developed form and never produced. I don't know if it was because last year was such a dry season, but the plant is very, very healthy. It's not, there's no fungus growth or there's no insect damage. So I'm quite surprised at it.
Well, so it's a common thing that happened this year. Okay. Buds form last year, right? So the buds are already formed for next year at this point. We had a crazy cold snap in January. Then it warmed up for a bit. Then it got cold again, and we had multiple frosts and freezes, etc., early this year. And it shocked a lot of our plants. I was saying earlier to a listener that I have two rhododendrons right next to each other. Like, they're not that far away from each other. I'm talking maybe 4 feet, 5 feet. One bloomed, one did not, and they both had buds on them. I sprayed them both with Wiltproof over the winter, and I did it multiple times. So the leaves didn't have issues. The plants kept their, you know, absorbed it. It just happened to be the weather and what it did. I mean, it's incredible what it's done. I mean, right next to each other. And it had a lot to do with the weather we had during the winter.
Yeah, it's fascinating because I have also a row of Delaware Valley white azaleas that each spring explode with flowers. Mm-hmm. And the same thing happened now that we're talking about this. The same thing happened to that row of flowers. So it's I guess one more piece of evidence to what you say. Hopefully this winter we won't have the same problem. My third question is, I periodically send soil tests out, and I've sent them to natural alternative, and I'm also sending the current one out to the Mass Extension Service, primarily because I can get a more detailed analysis at Mass Extension Service in Amherst.
Yep.
My question to you is are there offices located closer to, I live in Canton, I didn't know if there were offices closer than Amherst that I could send the soil analysis to. At one time, I was able to bring them over to one of the agricultural schools in Walpole, but they discontinued that service there. So the only other one I'm aware of is down in the Bristol area, down closer to Fall River.
Yeah, you know,
I don't know.
I think, to be honest, one of the best to do is to send it to UMass Amherst. That's where they have the labs for it anyways.
Okay.
That's where it's going to be sent mostly. And you know, if the area doesn't have it, I mean, I know there is an extension in Worcester. I'm just not sure if they will take the soil sample there and do it, or if they're going to send it out. But I think, to be honest, the one is Amherst, because they have everything there.
Okay.
Right? They have the lab, they have everything, and it just might make it easier, you know, just it just might make it get there quicker and get done.
Okay. Thank you. That's all I have for today. Thank you for your time and for your information. I appreciate it very much.
No problem, Richard. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And Nathan, who's up next?
Yep, we got him rolling. Georgette is in Pelham.
Georgette, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I'm inundated with rabbits.
Okay.
And they're eating everything. When I say everything, all my daisies, all the petals, my coneflowers, my butterfly bush, my rebecias, my brown-eyed Susan. I try cayenne pepper. I try red pepper. It's like I want to cry. I mean, it's bad. They're really chewing everything up. And I had this beautiful bush that I've been babying and ate everything on that, broke the stems off it, everything. It was a little one, you know, about 4 feet tall, and I don't even know what it was. I bought it someplace. And
understandable.
It was supposed to be beautiful. So I'm chasing them. I went in there to water the flowers, and they go right through the lattice work and go in and eat, and then they come back no matter what I do.
Okay. There is a product out there called Rabbit Scram.
I have that. It doesn't work.
So my question for you is on that, because I know a lot of people have used it and say great things. I've seen it work. Did you water it in?
No, I just spray it right from the spray bottle. It's rabbit.
Rabbit Scram is a granule. It's not a not liquid. Good.
Yeah, mine's liquid that I'm using.
So this one is a granule. It's a small, broken down granules, and you make a perimeter around the area that you want to keep them away. And what happens is this is a very concentrated dried blood, right?
Okay.
So this product, they say right on the package to water it in. And what
okay.
it does is the smell of blood is a fear for the rabbit. They smell
okay.
it, and they stay away from the area. What you need to do is you need to keep it away from where you know, the area. You don't put it, like, right next to the plant. You put it, you know, a foot out from it and create a perimeter around that area. And
okay.
this is one that lasts longer. It's also one that, again, when it rains, it enhances the smell and it helps with the fear factor for
okay.
the rabbits.
How
okay.
long does it last?
So it can last up to 30 days, depending upon how heavy
we get a rain, right? And during most of the summer, it's like every time it rains, it's a heavy rain. So you sometimes have to reapply it. And that's the same thing with any other product. If we get a heavy rain...
I have a lot of property, a lot of plants all over the place. It would cost me a fortune, I think. I think I would be doing it constantly. I mean, I even go up in the woods. I'm cleaning that out now and putting more plants up there. But
yep. What you're trying to do is train these rabbits to stay away, right? They have had it so many years in a row of not a lot of predators, right? When you go back to when COVID hit, everybody was off the road. So there was, it sounds terrible, but there was no cars out there taking care of some of the extra bunnies. What's also happening is for the longest time, people are using like poisons, like rat bait, right? And what's happening is it's killing the mice or the rat that's there, and then a hawk, which is a natural predator to a rabbit, is taking that mouse or...
that's a bad thing.
And what's happening is it's then killing the hawk.
Right.
So the rabbit doesn't have as many predators.
I used to have a hawk hanging out in my tree all the time, and he's not here anymore. You know, so that's why I don't like to put poison out. But
yep,
I was reading up on it, and they said it's almost impossible to get rid of them. You got to find their burrow. I know that I have a whole line of evergreen all over the eyes, and they come out in the same spot all the time, you know. And
Understandable.
I caught one that brought them to the forest. I mean, I don't want to kill them, you know, but it's like...
I get it.
Killing is all that work.
I get it. It's one of those things where it's just so hard to just say, all right, this is what's going to happen. This is what I'm going to do. So that's why we try to get them to we're trying to train them at this point because there's not a lot we can do. So that's why I was saying, you know, we want to use something like rabbit scram because it scares them. It's a scare tactic, right?
Yeah.
But it's not just the rabbit scram you want to use because... With any animal that we're trying to get rid of, it needs to have the smell or a taste that it doesn't like, plus another fear, which would be a scare tactic. So two aspects of it can actually really get it removed a little bit more.
All right. Or, so besides rabbit scram, what is this?
So Bobex is a good product. So Bobex has a rabbit and deer preventer. That is a spray that I would spray all over the area, plus then using the rabbit scram. It's kind of like a 1-2 punch of moving them out of the area. And we're kind of trying to move them to the area we are okay with them being at.
What's that, Bobex? B-O-B-B-E-X?
Bobex. B-O-B-B-E-X.
Mm-hmm.
So and that's another, so a combination between the two is definitely a good one.
Yeah, but then if it rains...
You're going to have to spray that Bobex again. That's the downfall with anything that is a liquid form. You do have to multiple applications.
Okay.
All right, I know all it's right. Not easy, but I think...
No, it's almost impossible. I mean, I'm always on top of it. And you know what? They were grazing in my yard, and I didn't care. I said, you guys can stay here as long as you want, as long as you stay in the grass. And they graze all day long out there. And I'm sitting on the patio, they don't care. But when I went out and back where all the flowers are, because I had big boulders in the yard, I put a butterfly bush. I just bought it. They ate the whole thing within 2 days.
You know, they can do some damage real quick.
Oh, yeah, I guess. All right. Okay. I'll try that.
All righty.
Thank you.
Have a great one. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Mike's in Hudson.
Mike, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. I tried to get you on my baby monitor, but unfortunately couldn't. So I'm just on the radio here.
about that.
That was crazy.
That was, it's a first for me, but.
Yeah, suggest anybody going back to your replays of the podcast to replay that from this morning. Anyway.
Definitely.
Hey, before I get to my question, Bob, 2 years ago I put a new lawn in, and I was very successful in getting rid of my old lawn and weeds just using a simple solution of vinegar, salt, dish soap for those out there trying to put a new lawn in.
So, definitely
than using Roundup or something.
Definitely a good alternative, especially in the warm season. So hang tight with me on the other side of the break. We'll get to your question, and we'll go over that a little bit more. We will be back in a few.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. Probably going to need to hold on to that for next week as we do have some calls on the line. We were talking with Mike right before the break here. Made a great suggestion, I keep forgetting about it, is using that vinegar solution as a weed killer in the lawn. So I appreciate you bringing that up, Mike. Just something that just hadn't been thinking of today, so I appreciate it. Now let's get to your question here so we can help you out.
Yeah, so I got two questions. One has to do with the Asian jumping worms, but before we get to that, quick question about my Brussels sprouts. Was able to successfully capture and relocate a woodchuck that was enjoying my garden.
Yep.
And he ate about 75% of the leaves on my Brussels sprout plant, and I'm wondering, should I harvest the Brussels sprouts that are on there, even though they're small, or do you think they'll mature over time?
No, they should mature. What might be something to look at is, because the idea behind the leaves of a Brussels sprout is that's its way of shading the Brussels sprouts, right? That's kind of one of the things it does. Maybe look at doing something that will help shade it. Maybe it's using like a little bit of shade cloth over the top or a netting, something like that that's going to just break it down a little bit just to help it. Because that's one of the things I'd be nervous on. But I would let it mature. And since the Brussels sprouts grow on the stalk, not from the leaves, I think you're going to be okay, and that's why I would say just keep, kind of keep it going.
Okay, cool. All right. And the other is, I'm noticing, I'm turning over my compost heap and other areas, and I believe I have these Asian jumping worms. I've heard you talk about in the past, and I'm wondering if you could remind me a little bit, do I need to try to get them out, or what I should do? Should I worry about it?
Well, so the Asian jumping worm doesn't like heat or warmth. It likes a shady area. So being in a compost pile, I'm wondering if that is. So obviously you're seeing them. I'm not. When you get them out of the soil and you see them and you leave them like in the sun, do they kind of like just like they're erratic and they just kind of like bounce?
Yeah, you know, and when I'm turned over, you know, they're dancing all around and whatnot, and you know, I believe, you know, from the pictures that I've seen on the internet, I believe they are them. So
it looks like an earthworm. It's got like a very white band.
Right.
On one area, and when the reason why they call it like an Asian jumping worm is because of that, is when it comes out of the soil, it kind of like just is like jumping all around, like just erratic.
Very spastic. Yeah.
So there is really no cure for this at the moment, right? They haven't found something because every time they find something that doesn't just kill this, it will kill earthworms, which are beneficial, right?
Right.
And so what this Asian jumping worm does is it does the same thing as eating the soil and creating castings, but the castings become so hard that all the nutrients don't come in there and they're not allowed to actually go to where they need. Really, honestly, the best way to do it is to clean them out the best you can and put them in like a bucket of water to get rid of it. The other thing is maybe it's to try to accelerate that compost with like a compost accelerator, because that'll help warm it up. Because once it gets above 110 degrees in a compost pile, the jumping worm should no longer be okay, because it doesn't like the sun. It's a lazy earthworm. It wants to be in a shady area. So if this area is in a sunny area, and it maybe the compost itself is just not getting warm enough. The other thing is, that compost that's there, depending upon how many you have in there, might not be very beneficial for the garden, because that worm eats the nutrients out of the soil.
Right.
So right now there isn't really a way to get rid of them. There's not a control. I think the only thing you can do is kind of filter through that compost, get rid of as many as you can, put them in a bucket of water so they no longer exist, and then use that compost accelerator to warm up the pile. See what you can do to get it hotter so that they don't want to be there.
Okay.
All right.
Appreciate it. Thank you much.
All right, Mike, have a great one, and I'll hear you. I'll talk to you on the baby monitors going forward. Thank you, sir. All right, till next week, everybody. Be good to each other. Get out there and plant something. See you next week.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.